Chapter 4. O true love, have you my gold, and can you set me free? Or are you come to see me hung all on the gallows tree? The Briary Bush. That's impossible! The steel edge in John's voice could have commanded battalions on a battlefield, but it had little effect on the runner. Mallory understood John's anger. Such a public humiliation was practically unheard of, unless the charges were true and John was bankrupt.
That's not what they say, my lord.
The runner nodded toward the people closing in around the coach.
Now, if you will come with me, I've been hired to take you to the magistrate.
From the back of the crowd, a man's deep bass voice boomed.
Wait there! Just 1 minute!
Every head turned. A heavy-set man in a caped greatcoat and wide cocked hat and carrying a tall walking stick with an air of authority pushed through the crowd.
Clear the way! Bailiff of the court with court orders!
A host of people followed him like tiny boats in the wake of a big ship. These newcomers were a better attired class of people, although they'd obviously dressed in haste. One man still wore his nightcap under his top hat. Confronting the bailiff, the runner spread his jacket to show off his red waistcoat.
You may not have Lord Craig right now. He is to appear before Bow Street.
The bailiff waved a dismissive hand.
You may have the man. I've come for the house and contents. We'll be auctioning them to pay off Lord Craig's debts to these men.
With a quiet, "Stay here," to Mallory, John stepped down from the coach's footboard and closed the coach door.
"I couldn't possibly owe them money," he said,
aristocratic disdain etched in every line of his face.
"I've never set eyes on a one of them."
The bailiff's eyes narrowed to piggish slits.
"They're moneylenders, my lord. They know their business."
John had borrowed from moneylenders? Mallory sat up on the seat in shock. Only a fool would pay their exorbitant interest, or a man desperate for money.